my daughter Serena was home for Christmas, so we did daddy-daughter day, go downtown for lunch. And it is fun pointing out things about, mm-hmm. we start downtown, you know, some 15,000 there,
start,
and we've
yeah.
got another crane up here and there, and that, and you kind of move out. So it looks good. The numbers look good. You would know how we're trending. So how's business?
It does look good. We're seeing, and we'll talk about this a little bit, the interest in so many more companies to consider expansions in our region, mm-hmm. investments in our region. You know, the only difficulty we're seeing in the companies is finding the right talent. And that's something that's right at the top of not only their radar screens, but ours. And that's something that's going to really need to be addressed in the next decade.
I want to ask you more about workforce and that sort of thing. Development, too. At the end of the year, this historic tax credit was debated, kicked around a lot. You were heading to Washington. So
yes. Again, that was one we really needed in this city. The New Markets Tax Credit, the historic tax credit, are tools that have been a fundamental part of everything you just talked about in terms of the way downtown's changing, some of our neighborhoods are changing, and they were at risk. Our delegation came through, but in particular, Senator Portman, mm-hmm. really, because of the position he had in the final negotiations around tax reform, really led this for us, and we were able to preserve those two tools in the tax reform bill. And at the end of the day, while they're tax credits, they actually are dynamic and create more output and more tax dollars as a result.
I had Ed Asher on developer standard mm-hmm. building downtown mm-hmm. that they've opened up last week right. to apartments, and he was on with me last week. We did a whole series talking about
development. He did a great
series
on each project yeah. that was going forward.
And I asked tax credits, and that's one of those incentives that has really been yeah. used. Yeah, in Cleveland.
Especially,
I mean,
you know, we have a great stock of old buildings that can be renovated.
Yeah.
But it's more expensive, which is why those historic tax credits are so fundamental to getting those buildings changed around.
Greater Cleveland Partnership in studio, talking about our town, our region. Let me get to Washington here for just a minute, because look, this big tax bill went through. I see headlines with some big companies that are handing out bonuses. We can debate trickle down, don't get me wrong, but at least in the business community, you got to know what's going to happen
yes.
to set policy. You need to know policy to set what you want to do, right?
That's absolutely
okay.
right. And there is a lot of still analysis going on as to what actually took place. Did a little different for each kind of industry. One of the big things that still hasn't been resolved, which actually we're involved with next month, is what's going to happen to NAFTA, which also will have an impact, especially on companies both in manufacturing and agriculture. And those are both big in the state of Ohio. So those are important
Good
components
point.
To wrap in to the overall impact of how a company deals with, in the best way they can, tax reform. And we hope that means more investment.
I get it. A company, the argument was you got to cut the corporate tax, so a company, I'll use Eaton as an example. Eaton brings that money back. Well, guess what? If I'm Eaton, I'll bring it back, but there's got to be demand.
Absolutely.
I got to have a reason, right?
And they have to have opportunities to invest.
Right.
And that's what we need to make more of. One of the biggest challenges we have in this area, Opportunity Corridor, is part of that, addressing part of that, is we need more sites ready for development so that when a company is ready to invest those proceeds, they can do it here, not to go a couple hundred miles away to a clean, green field.
Joe Roman, Greater Cleveland Partnership with me. Let me take you through a couple things. State capital bill, projects, what's going on?
Yeah, we sometimes used to call that the silly season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to be critical. Every 2 years, the state does a capital budget, which means they put money out there that will be available to help universities, to help infrastructure. But they also put a little bit aside, which is called the community pot. That means every major metropolitan area of the state competes for, both internally and then obviously with each other, how much of those dollars can come to their locality and invest in key projects. So we play a role in helping to work with our local legislators to look at projects that are looking for money, try to make sure if that money can really be used in a certain time period. We don't want to get an award that's never used. And we work together to try to figure out what are the top 10, 12, 14 projects in our area, and by that I mean the county. These are awarded on a county-by-county basis. So we've got projects. One of the big ones for us is Irishtown Bend, because, as you know, mm-hmm. if Irishtown Bend were, unfortunately, ever to fall into the river,
mm-hmm.
we don't have an active port or, therefore, an active steel industry in this town. So it's a big, big investment. But there are some other neighborhood projects. Two big anchor projects like Playhouse Square and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, key to our hospitality business along with the art museum, are also asking for some dollars. So we try to blend what are the big anchors that are key And what are some new emerging projects that probably could only happen if that state capital were made available?
In a way, it's infrastructure I'm not driving on, but I'm driving to.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are some near west side projects around the Metro Health transformation that could be really key. Those kinds of things. That's very exciting. Very exciting.
A couple of things while I got you. Jobs Ohio, Team NEO, you guys are all working together. We talk about getting more business in Northeast Ohio. You got to retain what we have as well, because there's always competition.
You know, it's very clear. Even though the company that moves in is the sexy new entrant to an economy, about 80% of job creation in our region is created by people who are already here. And what we've realized in the last year or so is that Cleveland is the biggest region in the state. And we were trying to service it without the right capacity. So working with Team NEO, our partner, and Jobs Ohio, we've all been able to, especially Jobs Ohio and my organization, GCP, will be doubling down, investing more money in people that will actually be able to get out to companies and help them expand. That's key for our area because, again, it's probably 80% of job creation. The Amazons coming are great, and we did great, but the progressives expanding are even more likely because they're already here and they're already committed to your region.
And quality people to work.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a challenge too, right?
Got to find that talent. And, you know, a lot of companies are doing it. We're spending a lot of time in that area. For instance, we'll be having and we'll talk about this maybe next time I visit with you.
Yeah.
We're having a big internship summit in February. And interns, we're trying to get more and more companies in the region to see the value of internships. Not only does it help them find talent, but it really develops the talent. And more than that, you've probably had this experience in your life. I have. So many people that intern with a company end up working there.
Absolutely.
Because they get to know each other.
Absolutely.
And they get to know the skill set. And it's just a great way to move forward
on
that talent
issue. And if you're
sitting
at a company trying to figure out how you're going to reach Generation X or younger millennials, look
right
around the room.
Absolutely.
Where are they?
And a lot of
Bring them in for an intern.
Exactly. And a lot of middle market companies, you know, they may not have a full-time HR director. They may not have an inside legal counsel. And sometimes adding an intern can be a little bit scary just because you don't know what the legalities are.
Right.
We try to answer all those questions
for
you.
Good stuff. All right. Thanks for the partnership. The time is always
appreciated. You bet. Good to see you.
Joe Roman, Greater Cleveland Partnership, talking about our town and